Good afternoon and welcome to a special two-hour program in celebration of the opening concert of the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra's 78th season here in Texoma. My name is Todd Giles, and I'm delighted to be here with you on KCCU during their semi-annual pledge drive. You know, classical music, whether we experience it live by nonprofit organizations like the WFSO or the Lawton Philharmonic, or we enjoy shows here on KCCU like Performance Today or Classical 24, it's really a blessing for us down here on the South Plains. As such, I hope you'll consider making a contribution to KCCU this week by either giving them a call during regular business hours or simply visiting their website at kccu.org, where you can donate in just a matter of moments. It's the right thing to do if you love the great programming here on KCCU. This year's WFSO season is titled A Tapestry of Sound. And, like last year, they're once again on the move this season to alternative venues because Memorial Auditorium is still under renovation in Wichita Falls. Concerts will be held again this season at First Baptist Church and First United Methodist Church. You can check out the WFSO's website for more information on concert dates and locales. The season opener, which features music of the cinema, is on October the 18th at 7:30 p.m., and that'll be at First Baptist Church. The concert is dubbed Hollywood Hits, and it features music of Ennio Morricone, John Barry, Alan Menken, John Williams, and many, many more. Other upcoming concerts this season include music of Rimsky-Korsakov, Camille Saint-Saëns, Antonin Dvorak, as well as, and this is really exciting this year, three world premieres, not to mention a night of opera highlights with soprano Xinjiang Luo and tenor Cecil Garrison. It really promises to be a fun and exciting season this year. Before we dive into some of the works on the upcoming WFSO concert, let's begin with some music from what's known as the Golden Age of Hollywood, when the whole concept of being a film composer came into being with European émigrés like Franz Waxman, Miklos Rosa, and Erich Wolfgang Korngold, who were fleeing the dark cloud of the coming Nazism in the 1930s. Franz Waxman moved with his wife to Hollywood in 1934 after being beaten in his native Germany by Nazi sympathizers. His film scores include Bride of Frankenstein, Rebecca, Sunset Boulevard, Rear Window, Stalag 17, and a host of other Golden Age Hollywood classics. Let's take a listen to what the American Film Institute ranked as number 16 on their list of greatest film scores of all time, 1950's Sunset Boulevard, which garnered Waxman an Academy Award. Here are five short pieces from Sunset Boulevard, Charles Gerhardt leading the National Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
five brief pieces from the score of Sunset Boulevard, music of Franz Waxman. That was the National Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Charles Gerhardt. We heard main title, Norma Desmond, the studio stroll, the comeback, and Norma as Salome. We're listening to a couple of the great Hollywood age film score composers who set the groundwork for the composers coming up on this weekend's opening concert of the WFSO's 2025-2026 season. Before turning to our first work on that concert program by Bernard Herrmann, let's take a listen to Hungarian-American composer Miklos Rosa, whose dates are 1907 to 1995. With over 100 film scores to his credit, Rosa also wrote extensively for the Classical Music Concert Hall. A few of his film scores include Hitchcock's Spellbound, Billy Wilder's Double Indemnity, and The Private Life of Sherlock Holmes, and, surprisingly, Steve Martin's Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. Here's the prelude from another classic Rosa score, the 1959 William Wilder epic religious film, Ben-Hur. Remember when movies had preludes and intermissions? When they were an experience more akin to going to the theater than today's movies with their never-ending prequels, sequels, and remakes? We just heard the prelude to Ben-Hur on KCCU, music of Miklos Rosa. Of the composers programmed for next weekend's WFSO concert, surely the two most important are Bernard Herrmann and John Williams, both of whom really changed the sound of film music. Think Hitchcock's Psycho and Spielberg's Jaws, for example. Bernard Herrmann's career began in 1934, when he was hired by CBS Radio to write music for and conduct their in-house orchestra. While there, he also composed music for the Mercury Theater of the Air, which was directed by a young Orson Welles. In 1938, the two worked together on the infamous The War of the Worlds broadcast, and then their next major collaboration was Citizen Kane in 1941. Herrmann is most well known, though, really, for his association with Hitchcock, which spanned 9 films, including The Man Who Knew Too Much, that was the first one, Vertigo, North by Northwest, and, of course, Psycho. It's with the music for Psycho that Herrmann left his largest mark. In it, we can hear the influence of modern composers such as Stravinsky, Hindemith, and Charles Ives in Herrmann's use of dissonance and short, repeated patterns, or ostinato. It's not the Psycho suite I want to share with you this evening, however, because you can hear that performed live this coming Saturday night. Instead, let's take a listen to Hitchcock's film from 2 years earlier, 1958's Vertigo. Here's Esa-Pekka Salonen leading the LA Philharmonic in a performance of the Vertigo Suite, music by Bernard Herrmann on KCCU.
Thank you.
From a 1996 compact disc titled Bernard Herrmann, the film scores, we just heard the LA Philharmonic under the baton of Esa-Pekka Salonen with the suite From Vertigo. Along with Bernard Herrmann, Elmer Bernstein also counted Franz Waxman, Miklos Rosa, and Eric Korngold as his major influences. In turn, Bernstein had a marked influence on the styles of several of the other composers that we're going to hear on tonight's program and that you can hear this weekend, this Saturday night, on the upcoming WFSO concert in Wichita Falls. Music by composers like Lalo Schifrin, John Barry, Ennio Morricone, and John Williams. With 150 scores and some 80 television themes to his credit, Bernstein was nominated for 14 Academy Awards and won 5 Grammys. Some of his early film scores include The Man with the Golden Arm, The Ten Commandments, and To Kill a Mockingbird. With these serious films, it might be surprising to learn that he also wrote scores for many comedy classics, including Animal House, Meatballs, The Blues Brothers, and Ghostbusters. On the WFSO program Saturday night is Bernstein's score for John Sturges' star-studded 1963 film, The Great Escape, a World War II adventure story about Allied POWs who try to escape from a Nazi prison camp. Here's The March from The Great Escape, composed and conducted by Elmer Bernstein. This comes to us from a Denon compact disc. The Great Escape March. Here's one more by Bernstein from that same Denon CD. The theme to Kill a Mockingbird on KCCU. the theme from To Kill a Mockingbird, music of Elmer Bernstein, who studied under the great American composer Aaron Copland. Early in his career, Bernstein performed as a concert pianist and composed music for the concert hall, including a concerto for guitar, three orchestral suites, a string quartet, and music for solo piano. Let's give a listen to some film music by his mentor, Aaron Copland. This is his suite from 1942 titled Music for Movies, performed here by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, Leonard Slatkin conducting. Perhaps my personal favorite of the music of Aaron Copland. That's his music for movies. We heard the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra led by Leonard Slatkin. That comes to us from an RCA compact disc that also features music of Copland's The Red Pony, a film based on a novella by John Steinbeck, as well as the theme from Thornton Wilder's play into film Our Town. For music for movies, Copland did what a lot of film composers did. That is, he drew from films and made up a suite. The films in this case, The City, Our Town, and Of Mice and Men. That just about does it for our first hour of music highlighting the upcoming season opener of the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra. More great film music to come next hour by John Williams, Ennio Morricone, Michael Giacchino, and many more right here on KCCU, our local public radio station here in Texoma. My name's Todd Giles. I do hope you'll stick around.